So I'm going to be asking you first about the Everyone's Invited website and the stuff around that. And then I'm going to ask you some questions about Action Break Silence, if that's all okay with you.
Absolutely fine, Luke.
Okay, excellent. So first of all, a new helpline is launching today to try to crack down on sexual harassment. Do you think this will help?
I think it's a very, very good step forward for all the young secondary school and primary school girls out there that have been victimized over the last however many years. So I think it's a really good space for those young girls to be heard, and very, very important, a space for them perhaps to get some advice should they need counseling, or should they feel that they need, you know, if it has got to a point that it's a criminal offense, some guidance on how to take that forward if that's what they choose. But I don't think it's the only thing that should be happening, Luke, because what we need to work on is how can we stop this happening to the next generation of young girls coming through these schools.
Are you shocked by the numbers we're seeing on the website? It's over 11,000.
I'm not shocked at all. I think that there's going to be, in the next week, hundreds of thousands of girls. I don't know if they will all feel that it's their option maybe to reach out for help right now, because we know we all disclose at different stages, you know, when we feel we're ready. But from my experience working in this space for 30 years and working with many schools across London over the last 20 years, particularly I do a lot of work in Southwest London, the number's much higher than that.
What assumptions do people make about sexual harassment in schools that you find yourself repeatedly challenging?
I find, to be honest with you, I think for me something that is extremely frustrating is that most parents have thought about what would happen if their daughters were raped. Like they've worried about that. They're conscious about that. But very few parents have thought that their sons would be perpetrators. And actually, this whole news story and these young girls coming forward, the message is loud and clear. It's our sons. And I think what we like to do as human beings is we like to other people. Like, I'm not a racist. People in that community are racist. I'm not like homophobic, it's other people that are homophobic, you know, and the reality of it is with gender-based violence, this happens in every single community. It's the same as racism. It happens in every single community. And for me, as with racism, we have to get to a point that it's not good enough to just say, I am anti-racist. You've got to be actively anti-racist. You've got to speak up when people are making horrible comments. And it's the same with gender-based violence. Like, we need the guys on board. We need the nice guys, because there are many nice men out there. And we need you guys not to cross the road and do all of those strange things, Luke. We need you to step up. We need you to confront other men when men make rape comments or rape jokes or are misogynistic or making comments that are toxic about women. We need you guys to step up and challenge each other.
One thing that I've noticed throughout the pandemic is that, well, basically, I've seen people say, you know, you should be wearing a face mask in this shop. And those people get shouted at. I've seen people get punched. How do you suggest people to confront these people making these comments in a way that is safe, really?
I think what we're often scared of, like, we're scared of making these comments to maybe somebody that we don't know from, you know, outside of our comfort zone. We hear a guy making a comment to a woman on a tube, you know, and we're scared of that being punched in the face. But what we've seen with the news over the last week with the sexual harassment at schools is these are just everyday guys. So for me, it's about, as a father, it's about talking to your son about what's unacceptable. And I think there isn't a threat, you know, I'd hope there isn't a threat that the average son would punch his father or mother in the face. But I think it needs to start, I think it needs to start with peers at schools talking to other, you know, talking to their peers. And I think, yeah, I mean, I absolutely hear you when you're saying that people are scared to get involved because, you know, we do see cases where active bystanders get involved and then they end up getting hurt. But the times that happen are very limited. And I think for me, it's about challenging those people closest to you, because I know that not every man sexually assaults or rapes women. I know that. But I do know that most men, you know, perhaps allow low level comments, negative comments or sexist comments about women to happen around them, whether it's at junior school, secondary school, or even in offices. And it's that kind of stuff that I think we really need to tackle.
Your youth ambassador program is youth designed and youth led. Could you tell me about why this is important?
Like for us as a charity, like the youth are our future. Like if we see stuff around climate change and we see stuff around the Black Lives Matter movement, we look at how young people, like this generation of young people, are extremely active around social issues. And for us as a charity, I feel quite bad if you look at all the stuff that's happened in the last week, again, around the secondary schools, scandal around sexual harassment and misogyny and toxic masculinity, and how few times young people have been interviewed. I mean, we had one of our lead ambassadors interviewed today on BBC, but that's unusual. And I think we really, really, for us as a charity, we value the voice of young people. And if we're going to make a change, and if we're going to have a program that's addressing sexual harassment, toxic masculinity, rape culture, lad culture at secondary schools, who is better placed to design that program? Young people, guys and girls, just youth in general, let's not even just say guys and girls, let's include the entire LGBT community. And they are best placed to actually come up with solutions about what's negatively impacting their lives.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me. Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
No, I think that's it. I think one of the other things that's interesting that we do as a charity is that we really firmly believe for us to make a difference moving forward, we need the entire community to be involved in change. We believe as a charity that we should engage young people very young. So outside of just the Youth Ambassador Program, which is really at this stage aimed at secondary schools, we have a 12-hour primary school program. And that program is getting year 5 and year 6 students involved in the conversation. And we've started teaching at some schools in London. And I was doing a monitoring and evaluation week this week. So we're talking about 9 and 10-year-old girls and 9 and 10-year-old boys. And Luke, you couldn't believe some of the comments that were made this week around gender-based violence. Like young girls saying, like, I don't really know if I want to grow up because I'm actually quite scared. And understanding, I'm scared that I'm going to get raped. And boys making comments, you know, because we don't judge comments. We really want to know what young people think without judgment. And young boys saying, well, no, I don't think that, I don't think that girls and boys are equal. And I think it's more important for boys to get an education. And this is in London, you know, we're having young people that still feel like that and are still, you know, girls that are scared and boys that are feeling quite entitled still and better than women.